Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our podcast series, the Spotlight Sessions here at High Level. In these sessions, we showcase the top leaders in the marketing and sales world. Today, I'm joined by Aaron Thomas, the founder of SalesGadget.io, where he's been helping marketers and business owners in our High Level community leverage AI and High Level to grow their business. We've crafted a jam-packed episode for you all, and we're excited to share. So what we'll be discussing today is how to have a freedom in life with a systems business. And the most important part of all this are the following topics to get you there. So first, we're going to be discussing the idea of building a business around the lifestyle you want. We're going to share some ways on how to leverage systems to make that lifestyle a reality, and then how to use your talent and skills to empower others in your circle, as well as your employees and contractors. Aaron, it's great to have you here. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to spend some time with me and the audience. For those who may not know you, could you share a little bit about yourself, your journey, so we can get a better insight?
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, John, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited for this conversation, and hopefully it can provide some value to the listeners. So a little bit about myself. I got started in the entrepreneurship journey early on. I was actually 13 when I started my first company. And at the time, it was a mobile DJ company. So I was always one of those kids where it was like, hey, how do I make money, right? I knew that my parents were going to give me an allowance, or like we weren't well off as a family. So I started thinking of ways, like, what can I do to hack the system? I was 13. I couldn't get a job legally, because labor laws, you have to be 16 and all that stuff. So I started my own DJ company, started doing some like backyard parties and graduation parties, scaled that into doing some more weddings. I really enjoyed that, but it was super, super stressful the day of the wedding. So I'm like, hey, this might not be the long-term vision. I don't know that I want this to be my end-all be-all when I am an adult officially. So I ended up selling that company, joining another company full-time. I was doing sales and marketing for them. They were a larger production company. And that's where I really started developing my skill set as a marketer, as someone who can use technologies and tools to spread a message. I worked with them for a little bit, and then I transitioned to working with an author who had a book. He was looking to get his message out there. So over these different iterations, I really fell in love with the concept of how do we help business owners, other entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, whoever has a message, how do we get that out there into the ethos and get people to buy in and be receptive to it? So that's a journey of my entrepreneurship days in a quick 3-minute spiel. But man, I love this stuff. I geek out on it all day long. I've been able to network with a lot of other really smart people through masterminds, and just fell in love with the process of how do we build and grow businesses and scale messages.
Yeah, and you know, you shared a lot of that may relate to our audience here in parts of their journey. When did you know that what you're doing now at its first version was the way that you needed to go? Like, was it advice? Was it mentorship? Was it just a gut feeling? Like, how did you know to say, this is my calling?
Yeah, really good question. So one of the other iterations of my business journey and entrepreneurship days, I was actually part of a network marketing company. And that's where I really understood, what does it mean to have a lifestyle of freedom, right? Because they were always coaching. They would always say from stage, like, hey, you can have your own business. You can be flexible. We can own your time. And so I was a part of that for 2-3 years. And that really shifted my mindset as to what's really possible out there. You go through the traditional educational system, and all through high school, when I was being fed this information, my high school guidance counselor, they were always asking, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm in high school. And they're like, well, hey, do you want to go into the medical field? Do you want to go into the law space and be an attorney? Are you passionate about sports? And so there's all these different career paths, and I never really related to them, because I'm like, I don't want to do the same thing for the rest of my 40 working years of my life. So many people, they go to college, they get a degree, and then they work that job for the next 40 years of their life, and then they go to retirement. And in this network marketing company, they were teaching the complete opposite. Like, no, what do you want out of life? Like, what do you want your life to look like? And then you build a business or some type of vehicle to get you the life that you want. So I really resonated with that. That was the biggest mindset shift that I had at that moment through their mentorship, their training, their education. I began to develop and look at life just different, right? What do I want to get out of it? And then what systems and vehicle can I build to get me the life that I want? So that early on is what really spoke to me. And then that's why we're doing what we're doing now with High Level and building systems and automations and building a business that facilitates that freedom lifestyle.
Yeah, and High Level is great, right? It's an operating system. It's full of tools. It's everything you need. But really, the mastermind is the mindset, because it lines up with the creativity. It lines up with what you consume. It lines up with your current state, your future state,
For
and
sure,
then
yeah.
managing all the blocks and bricks that are thrown at you. For someone that is maybe, in their 1 to 3 year marketing journey, trying to find, the right customers, building their business, pivoting a couple of different times, what could you share in your journey with how you fed your mind, how and what you consumed at what levels, and how do you keep that positive go-getter attitude to keep you in path of entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I would say for sure, number one, it starts with what programming are you giving your mind, right? Are you constantly being entertained by stuff that isn't moving you forward? Is that scrolling through the death scroll, as I like to call it, on Facebook and Instagram, and just watching a bunch of entertaining reels? Is that binging out on Netflix? Or you can take that other approach, and what I find myself doing more and more is listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks, getting around communities of people that are actually doing big things, being a part of masterminds. That was the one moment that really lit the fire, and where I really saw the traction of the company start growing, is when I joined my first mastermind, right? Being with other agency owners, building businesses in this space, seeing what type of offers they were using, how they were structuring their sales and fulfillment systems and processes, and just learning from other people that are actively doing it. So that mastermind led to another mastermind, led to another mastermind. So, man, just associating yourself with people that have the same goals and the dreams and the desires that you have. Is a powerful thing in of itself. And then just supplement that. Read books, listen to audiobooks, listen to podcasts. I was on a run this morning listening to podcasts. And be patient with yourself, right? Don't expect it to happen overnight. I know that that was one thing that I was young. I was like, dude, this is going to be super, super easy and there's not going to be any struggle. Like, give yourself the freedom to fail as well. Right. It's not always going to work out first try, but if you surround yourself with the right people and the right content, like you can figure out the way.
It sounds like, when you shared your mastermind experience, it sounded like whether you were introduced to the mastermind or you found it on your own, you found the right one that kicked off the fueling process of your journey. Because if that mastermind wasn't prepared properly, if it didn't have the right people in the room with encouragement and positivity, that could have threw you off as well. With podcast and YouTube content, and like you had mentioned, the death scroll of just going video after video, could you share with our audience how you keep those bumpers for your brain so you don't get lost? And I know it sometimes it can be hard to, share and really articulate all of this, but I think we all go through that part of where, look, I'm gonna do this for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes turns into an hour and a half, and you're like, whoa. I just binged like 42 videos and I don't remember what I watched.
And what's cool is over time, like, algorithms are super, super powerful, right? The fact that Meta and YouTube, and like all these content companies, know what you're interested in, and they just keep feeding you that content, and it's addictive, and it's addictive. One thing that I've tried is, even if I am caught in a death scroll, like, at least have it be good content. Like, a lot of what the algorithm shows me is success, business, entrepreneurship? What are new strategies that you can leverage to grow your sales, grow your revenue? So even if I am spending 5, 10, even if it turns into 30 minutes, at least make sure it's good content, right? Make sure it's something that is sparking ideas in your mind, like, oh, hey, I never thought about that. What if I implemented that into my business? Or, whoa, that's a great strategy for that specific industry. How can I apply that to serve my client base, right? So you begin to draw these connections. As far as like keeping bumpers, man, the iPhone of making sure that you can only spend like an hour per app, like you can set all that stuff up in your settings. Then when you're maxed out, like there is no more going into Facebook. So if you have that struggle, that addiction, like there's different tools out there that you can limit your screen time. I know people that just remove the app altogether and they're like, hey, I'm only going to use social media on my desktop. I'm going to remove it from my phone. Because you're very rarely you're going to go open up your desktop and then just keep scrolling on your desktop. It's just a lot more easy on mobile. So yeah, if you need those guardrails, there's definitely you just got to be disciplined and make sure that you set up the accountability channels and remove if needed.
Perfect word, discipline. And I know as we get into our topic here of how to have a freedom in life, how to have freedom in life with systems business, discipline along with mindset work hand in hand. There's a handful of inspiring people out and about, right? Sharing their wealth of knowledge and best practices and maybe different programs or things that you can maybe business in a box mindset, but discipline is what keeps it all together. How did you start to create that muscle memory of discipline in your journey, working with clients and following like your system to run your business?
Yeah. Well, it hasn't always been easy, that's for sure. And it's a battle every single day. Like, as you go through and as you're structuring your for lack of better words, your routine, your end of day, your beginning of a day, your work day routine, I found there's certain things that I can do to trigger other habits. One of those things is working out first thing in the morning, whether that's going for a run, whether that's lifting, whatever that is. I know if I do that at the beginning, it's going to set me up for success. I'm gonna have less time laying on the couch, scrolling, just finding meaningless tasks to do. Like when you do the hard things first, which is waking up, as soon as you wake up, get that workout in, it's gonna set yourself up for success in the rest of the day. So that's one thing that I've used to really stay disciplined is how do I continue to create a routine of good habits? And it's one of those things that when you do it, you realize how good it feels. And when you don't do it, you realize how bad it feels. Like even in like nutrition and stuff, when you eat something that's unhealthy, you feel that the next day, man. And you're gonna regret it. You'll be like, why did I eat that bowl of ice cream right before bed? Right. I just know that I don't have the focus, the motivation today. So just set yourself up for success. Make sure you have a structure in place. That's been the biggest thing. And it's a battle, right? Some days are good, some days are not good. There's a good quote that I really relate to is, it's okay if you miss one day, just make sure you don't miss 2 days. Because the moment you miss 2 days, you're making an exception. That's going to turn to three, four, five. Give yourself some grace, miss a day, but get back on the train.
Yeah, man, that's real talk.
Yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that because that could have went a totally different direction, right? Give a couple of best practices, happy go dandy. But you're dealing with it every day. You're balancing it, and that's, our audience appreciates that because, motivation can be found in many forms to what we spoke about, TV. Podcasts, YouTube channels, so on and so forth, but really understanding someone's story and relating to they've gone through what I'm going through or they've been through some form of it. Let me grab a nugget or two. And for me, listening to you talking about this, it makes you feel that you're not alone if you're waking up at 5 a.m. or if you're going to the gym for only 30 minutes because you woke up a little late, right? But that started the foundation of positive reinforcement, like the endorphins kicking off, you working out, you getting that sweat, feeling great. Then you're taking your vitamins. Then you're getting on a work call, teammate call. To what you were sharing before, it compounds very quickly. So it really comes down to putting the right habits, if I'm understanding this correctly, into your day-to-day to build upon the business.
Yeah. And I think another key to that, I mean, we're talking about freedom and freedom in life.
Yes.
Like, how are you structuring your schedule to something that works for you? Like, I'm naturally a morning person. So if you're listening to this and you're like, dude, the thought of waking up at 5 a.m. to work out, like, that's not me. I am not the morning person. That's fine. Like, just look at your current schedule and how can you readjust some things and make sure you're still doing that. So like, for some time, I even broke up my day and I did a solid work session in the morning, because that's when I was like focused. Like, I rolled out at like 6 a.m. I'm checking emails, I'm diving in, I'm doing some client work. And I'll do that from like 6 to 9 or 6 to 10. And then I'll take like a midday break, right? I'll go for a run in the afternoon. And so you design your lifestyle around something that can both be successful for you and your clients, but something that you enjoy doing, and it doesn't make it seem hard, because now it's like, okay, I get a break. I just crushed all this work in the morning. I'm gonna go maybe run some errands, go work out, listen to a podcast, go for a walk. Like, you don't even need to do a massive workout. Like, just pop in some earbuds, pull up an audiobook, pull up a podcast, go for a 30-minute walk, and then jump back into your work session. So creating that freedom definitely helps and gives you options over what works well with you.
Freedom comes with a lot of responsibility. I mean,
sure.
whether you're hustling between a full-time gig and your side gig, whether you are hustling just in your full-time company that you own, whether you're doing sports, coaching, company, hobbies, philanthropy, whatever it is, having a structured schedule is key. Could you maybe share some of the things that you're doing to keep yourself on the path of time management with freedom?
Yeah. I think it all also traces back to what is the lifestyle that you're building, right? And when you have that in front of you, like, that's my motivation. Like, I have this picture and vision board, right? Of what do we want? What does my wife and I want our ideal life to look like? So whenever you start the day and you reflect on that, like, that's all the motivation you need. And what can I do right now to move me closer to that life that I envision? And over time, what's so cool is you begin getting closer and closer. You hit a goal, right? You check that box off and it's like, okay, what's the next goal? And when you get that momentum built in, it makes it a lot more enjoyable. Right now, like, that's the motivation that I draw from. Yes, the revenue that comes from being a business owner, that's awesome. The financial freedom that you can experience, that's a beautiful thing. The time freedom that you have, that's a beautiful thing. The fact that I can just go for a run whenever I want, the fact that I can go on vacation or a trip and work from anywhere, like, that's a beautiful thing of itself. So the more that you do that, my wife and I, we were on a 45-day road trip last summer. She's a teacher. And so she had her summers off. I can work from anywhere. Literally, we were in the desert of Utah. No internet service, but we had Starlink. So we set up the Starlink and we just worked in the middle of the desert. So when you are moving towards that that vision of your life, that's the motivation. And that's how you stay on track, because you realize, wow, I just had that amazing experience. You get addicted to that feeling. It's like, how do I get more of that? And it's just doing the right things. So that's where I draw from my motivation, is just designing that life and chasing after it. Some people it's financial, some people it's time, some people it's travel. It's going to be different for everyone. For us, it's a combination of multiple of them.
Absolutely. And you know, I feel that, you know, what you shared in the beginning, from mindset, discipline, scheduling, visioning where you want to be, what that looks like to you, is all very important in order to start implementing this actual idea into building a business around the lifestyle you want. Could you maybe share a little bit about a punch list, or maybe some things that you should maybe ask yourself before you start picking something to build around? Or how do you start building a business around the lifestyle you want? It sounds like a great book title, but it's so broad. Yeah, can you dig deep a little on that?
Yeah, great question, man. Before you even start doing that, like, you got to define that, right? Like, literally sit down and define what is that life. Once you have that defined, Then you can start looking at what do you want to build or what can you build to facilitate that. So for us, it was freedom, it was travel. I had a dream 4 or 5 years ago that whenever we would start a family, that both of us would be stay-at-home parents. At the time, my wife was like, "What the heck? Like both stay-at-home parents? Like that's not feasible." But now, like we're in a position that she won't have to teach anymore, and now I work from home, I work from anywhere. So yeah, I'm a stay-at-home dad. So you got to define that first. And then once you define that, then you can start looking for opportunities. For me, I love marketing. I have a natural aptitude for technology. So what made sense for me and my vehicle was I'm going to build a digital agency, right? I'm going to use my skill set and my aptitude of using technology, helping people expand their message, even just general lead generation stuff. Like I had a natural gifting for that. And that's not everyone. Some people, it's sales, right? There's so many opportunities out there for remote sales. You could go easily get connected with a remote closing company, and you could have that same time flexibility, create your own schedule, take calls when you want to take calls, close deals, and still travel, work from anywhere. So once you have that defined, then you take a look at what skill sets do I have? What are my natural giftings, my natural aptitude that I enjoy doing? And then you look for how can I apply that and how can I build a business? If you're not wired as an entrepreneur, but if you like the concept of defining a lifestyle and living a lifestyle of freedom, be an intrapreneur, right? Get connected with someone that can do the fulfillment on the back end when you go out there and sell. I found myself in that same position. I'm not naturally gifted as a salesperson, right? I have a good buddy of mine. I always say that, man, you're like man goals, right? The ability that you have to talk and instantly have rapport with people and connect with people, like that's a natural gifting. So we've talked about numerous times, how can we partner together? You do sales, I'll do all the tech and fulfillment of the systems, right? So then you begin building these partnerships and these other opportunities. So I would say just a quick punch list, define the life that you want. Make a list of what skill sets you have, what natural aptitude. That's going to be different for everyone, right? Really think hard, like what do you feel like I am best at and that I enjoy doing? Once you have that list, man, go out there and just, if you're an entrepreneur, build your own company, right? Go out there, start reaching out to people, start doing your outreach, start doing your marketing, get a couple clients under your belt, work with them, do a really good job. That leads into referrals and word of mouth. If you don't want to build that company, man, there's so many different groups out there, right? High level community is a great community to be plugged into. Hey, I have a natural gifting to sales. I know that I want to go the SaaS route. I see a lot of opportunity here. I just need someone to build the back end, right? And then you begin making those connections and you build businesses, and that's what's fun.
Wow, that's the rocket fuel that if someone is not clear on the lifestyle, the desire, the end result they want, that should help put you at least in the right direction. And I think that's sometimes what we look for in podcast, digital content. How can I see something to inspire me, to show me what's potential and possible, and I'll do the legwork to get there. And I appreciate you sharing that because, we didn't prepare that deep to go that deep, but just on your style and what you're living and what you've been through, it comes out of giving. And I believe that's a big part of what we're trying to do here in this session, but most importantly, as entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, community members, is give to get organically, not give to get because you expect. So thank you for that.
Love that.
For someone that, we talked about the marketer and you went in depth, which is very helpful. Let's say you have, the business owner, and they do have a business that they're tied to. Let's say it's a service business. Let's say it's a business that requires like in person, or for example, at a location. An attorney, whatever the case may be, but they find themselves spending hours and hours and hours trying to figure out technology. And let's say it's, in a week, 25 hours of their time is tied to a computer where that 25 hours could be at home with their family. Maybe they've defined being at home more often, or attending more games, or being more present during the holidays or evenings. How does that person start to define and kind of pick the battle of living a little bit more of that freedom lifestyle from the systems portion of things?
So I think it's a combination of two things, right? It's technology and it's people, right? Who can you have, if that's on your team or if that's outsourced, that can deploy technologies and set up the technologies so that you can spend less time responding to messages, following up with leads? Everything that's happening with AI is such an exciting time in life, because you now can build an AI, a conversational AI bot, right? And not have to worry about the follow-up, not have to worry about the speed to lead process, not have to worry about all this interaction. And so if you find someone that can deploy that and set up the tech, you're going to be investing in the future of not just your business, but your lifestyle, right? Because now you're building a systems business. And even depending on that entrepreneur, what their exit strategy is, right? If they just want to build this and pass it off to their kids, great. But if you're looking to sell to an investor, what that investor and what that VC company might be looking for is, I don't want a company that's ran by Aaron Thomas. I don't want a company that's ran by John. I want something that I can just come in that already has systems and processes and people in place that I can then grow and scale. So if you find yourself in the position of like, man, I'm just overwhelmed. It seems like I'm working 50, 60, 70 hours a week. Just think through, like, what is taking up most of your time? Do you enjoy to do it? If you don't, delegate that to someone, right? We live in a world now that technology can bridge the gap to so many people. The fact that, John, you and I were on this call and having this conversation, that's all thanks to technology, right? The fact that I can now hire remote work anywhere in the world, you can literally have your best pick at the best talent around, right? Whenever we do more development projects, I go to India. India has so many talented developers. If you're looking for administrative, if you're looking for really good marketing knowledge and marketing expertise, like SEO and lead generation, Philippines, right? So you begin like making these connections. If you need someone really good on the phone, go to Colombia, right? There's so many different options out there that you can get literally the cream of the crop, the most talented people. A lot of the times, if it's outside of the US, you're not going to have to pay as much for the cost of living, right? Cost of living here in the US is unreal, right? But when you have a remote lifestyle and when you have systems and technology, people can work anywhere in the world, and you now have the most talented people on your team. So if you're that service-based business, it's like, where do I get started? Find people, right? And then pay those people to install those systems and strategies for you. And then you gain over time 15, 20 hours back in your week. It's crazy what you can do with technology.
So many light bulbs going off. And it's because, you know, when people think of freedom and lifestyle and business, they're thinking, ah, that's just some gimmick of, you know, traveling, you know, it's a multi-level marketing. Is it, you know, what, timeshare gimmick or promoting a new vacation spot? Like, that's not possible. How can I not be in my business and be on the road? And there are different ways, as long as you define what you want. And, you know, somebody that, you know, has a business that has not had the best experience with marketers or contractors or employees locally, they lose faith and trust. And then they're like, I'm just going to do it myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, my nugget from you is always make relationships, always explore, start building that Rolodex so you could exchange ideas back and forth. Because although consuming podcasts and YouTube videos and ebooks and Audible audiobooks are great, the two-way conversation and experience is the power. And that's why, like, sessions like this, although it's just you and I here, people are like that third person in the room. If you've maybe gone to a family event or some sort of reception, like, you jump into the conversation, but you're doing more listening than talking. Yeah. I hope they start grabbing these nuggets as well, because, you know, why try to figure it out yourself if there's clues already along the way? So we hit both. We hit the marketer that's looking to get started maybe not be in their basement or in their home office or in their current state. They can leverage remote work. They could leverage remote staff, processes, systems, so on and so forth. And then the other business owner that requires to maybe go to the home and replace something, or the attorney to represent somebody, or the therapist that is has an office, they could also leverage systems to stay away from the computer and stay more in the parts of their business they love and balance their family. Am I on the right track here?
For sure, like right on. And one other thing that I would say is the knowledge is just one piece, right? People like to say that knowledge is power. Like, knowledge isn't really power. Applied knowledge is what's power, right? So as you start listening to podcasts and books and other resources, that it's like, hey, look, I just built this remote lifestyle and I'm making X amount of money per month and now I can travel and have freedom. Like, don't just consume that and write it off, or don't just consume that and be like, oh yeah, that's nice, good for you. Like, dig deeper, right? What are they doing? How are they doing it? How can I leverage a similar system and process? And then apply it, right? Don't just stop with, oh yeah, that sounds good. What a great concept. Like, actually go out there and seek people that can help you apply it, or apply it yourself. I'm very naturally, and I take this for granted sometimes. Like, I learn best through self-application, self-learning. I'm a big YouTube guy. Like, whenever something needs fixed around the house, hey, how do I fix this? How do I do that? I've never really been plugged into a formal education. I did a year at college, dropped out for entrepreneurship, and I just started going out there and doing it. If you got to know what, how you learn best, right? That's one key component. And then go out there and just start doing it. Apply the knowledge, right? Apply it. Don't just sit and just consume it. That's just one step of the puzzle piece. So,
do you ever find, or at some point, or maybe, do you ever find yourself experiencing some form of imposter syndrome during consuming the content and getting ready to apply it? Because I feel like the applying part is where a good amount of people either don't have the confidence, the know-how, or the passion to like do one thing they grab from the podcast or the episode. Or they're just like, that's not for me because that's not who I am, or I'll never be that. Or how do you handle that part with the, because applying is just so, I find myself sometimes where I hear something and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Such a good question, man. Yeah, imposter syndrome. So for me, it's a constant battle of realizing that I think we take it for granted what we can naturally do, right? And we don't realize how much people actually can utilize what we have. It could be, for me, like, I'm very much systems driven. I love softwares like Go High Level that I can go out there and build automation. And like, that's natural to me. And so I take that for granted. And I'm like, oh, well, it's easy for me to do. So it must be easy for all these other guys to do. And they're not going to pay me for my services because they can just go do it themselves. No, like, people need what you have. And when you realize that, the imposter syndrome, it's not imposter syndrome anymore. It's, no, I'm actually adding value to someone's life. I have something to say. I have something to share. I have a skill that I can help them with. And that helps that imposter syndrome to subside. Right? Realizing that you do have that natural gifting that other people don't. Go out there and use it to serve others, right? So yeah, I find myself caught up in that same situation of like, man, there's so many of these other people going out there and doing what I'm doing. Why are they going to choose me over my competitor? Like, who am I to say that I'm better at marketing or systems? Like, no one's better than another. People connect with people in different ways, right? They might connect with one piece of content completely different with what you can point out and what you can produce in a content space. Like, man, give yourself more credit. You have something that you can add of value. And if you get out of your shell and you realize that and you start building, like, we were having a conversation prior to this about YouTube channel. YouTube, it's something that I'm still trying to tap into because, yeah, who am I? Like, I'm just a guy that geeks out on High Level and automation and tech and AI. But I know that I have something that I can share of a value that people can relate to, that can help people, right? And so when you keep building that belief in your mindset, it makes it a lot, not easier, but it makes that imposter syndrome go away and not be as present as much.
Absolutely. And people, experience this. I have, friends, relationships, you're hearing on conversations. Oh, I'll never, speak in front of a crowd, or I'll never do this, or never touch the computer, or, CRM is not for me, and all these different things. And those are the components that give you the freedom in life,
Yeah,
right?
the
Those are the
systems,
small
man.
things that all work together. Let's fast forward here. Somebody that's tuning in, they've grabbed some nuggets, whether they're a marketer or a business owner. They've been through a little bit of the journey that you've been through, or it relates to them in some way, shape, or form. And let's say they're getting ready to either bring on that team member that they've been procrastinating about or holding off on taking action on, or they're looking to bring on more staff or enable their staff to do more things. How does somebody go about empowering their people as they're starting to unlock the different parts that they didn't have in sync then, and they start getting a little bit more freedom?
Great question. So for me, I remember the first hire that I made. It was a virtual assistant over in the Philippines. That was about a year to 2 years ago, probably closer to 2 years now. That was a big step for me. That was a big move. Like, we weren't necessarily at the revenue levels to justify bringing on like another paid position, but I knew, like, I was so overwhelmed, I was stressed out, I just needed help, right? And so the moment that I hired our first team member and I began to delegate, I began to see, like, holy crap, I can now spend my mental capacity over growing the business, like focusing more on a sales effort, focusing more on the revenue generation activities, RGAs. And man, like, that was a game changer. And then I realized, like, all I have to do to remain having this freedom lifestyle is just hire more people, right? And give them what they need to succeed. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars into team trainings, into mastermind groups that my team is actively going through, empowering them with getting them the tools and the softwares that they need to be successful, getting them to think creatively and to problem solve. Critical problem solving, like, give them the space to fail is super important. Don't be a team leader or try to have this culture of work, 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 work. Like, it's not about that, right? How can I help you as a team member get better at what you're doing, get better skills, become a leader in your own right, so that as we do expand the team, like, now we have different levels of strategists and specialists and people that can do high level thinking, no pun intended. But the moment that you let yourself have the freedom of delegation and bringing someone on the team, it's going to completely change your mindset of what's possible. Now, like, since 2 years ago hiring our first one, we have now five completely remote team members, all in different aspects of the company, from web design to high level fulfillment and automation support, SEO specialists, video editing, graphics production, like, all that stuff that I was doing as an entrepreneur because I thought I had to is now all delegated, right? So when I look at my work schedule, it's really, what type of client meetings do I have? What type of trainings and masterminds am I a part of? How do I continue to empower my team, keep them motivated, keep them fed with projects and knowledge and resources? And that's how you begin to craft your nightmare of 60 to 70 hours a week down to, I'm gonna work 30, I'm gonna work 20, I'm gonna work 15 hours a week. And just by leveraging people, systems, and strategies, and then I can remove myself from all the client fulfillment and I can be working on more vision casting. I can be working on consulting packages with other clients at a higher retainer. There's going to come a moment when you realize it's not worth your time. It's not worth your time to build that website. It's not worth your time to implement the SEO campaign. It's not worth your time to set up the Facebook lead ads. It's not worth your time to set up the automation. Pay someone to do that for you, Because when you remove that from your plate, your mindset's going to be different, and now you can focus on growing your business through strategic partnerships, through other mastermind groups, through having more revenue generating conversations and less fulfillment. And that's coming from like a system guy that like I geek out on the fulfillment. So
You've been in the process. You understand the outcomes. You've taken those clues by doing the initial work yourself, taking the initial action, and you just it sounds like you've been fortunate enough to identify the signs, the signals of all right, this is my next chapter. Here's how I evolve in this chapter, and then you start bringing in help or start tweaking things that you were doing one way to start shifting them another way. And I just want to remind the audience that, what we're not promoting here is work less, party hard, and
Yes,
don't
yeah.
take care of your clients. What we're promoting here is free up your time for the people, the customers, the family, the activities that need your physical undivided attention. And that could be instead of doing the Facebook ads, the YouTube channels for your clients, it could be overviewing the entire process that's been done and with your expertise identifying, oh, no, that was done wrong. I'm glad I caught it. Let's tweak it here. Or maybe the strategy perspective that brings everything together. It's not just pulling the levers and pushing the button. So, really leveraging your expertise to buy back more time and make a bigger impact. And the byproduct of that, if I'm understanding this correctly, is have a schedule that you get to decide what is the top priority and what needs to follow along after that.
Yeah,
Man.
it comes full circle, man. I mean, that's how you get that freedom lifestyle. That's how you begin designing the life that you want. Yes, it might be hard at the beginning. I'm not saying that it was an easy journey to get here, right? I've put in the 60, 70-hour weeks. I've struggled, I failed. There was numerous things that I've learned, but make sure that that's just stepping stones, right? Fail fast and keep moving forward. And then as you continue to evolve and you begin to develop as a person, you can then begin to develop other people, right? But you cannot develop other people if you're not developing yourself. So again, it goes back to what we started talking about at the beginning, your mindset, audiobooks, podcasts, content, masterminds. You have to develop yourself first, right? Then you can begin to develop other people. Once you begin developing other people and training them, and you have those systems and those SOPs in place, then you can start living that freedom, that flexible lifestyle of, hey, I'm gonna take 2 hours and just go out and have lunch with my wife, right? I'm gonna go and take Friday off. We're gonna go have an extended weekend and go up to the Poconos and go out for hiking adventures. So, yeah, it's an evolution, right? I'm not saying that tomorrow you're gonna wake up and everything's gonna be free. I'm not promoting, yeah, just start working 10 hours a week right now. Like, you have to put in the work, but give yourself the freedom to fail and take that leap of faith. Hire other people, install those systems. If you don't have technology, if you don't have systems in your business, pay someone to do that. Because the moment you get that in place, like I said, people and technology, that's what it comes back to, building that freedom lifestyle. So, powerful thing.
Oof. Thank you. I
Yeah.
appreciate you just giving it all to us. I get to meet some great, amazing people. Everyone has a unique way of their story, sharing it. And I appreciate you really just giving us all of you as a human being, mixed with business, mixed with family, mixed with all the components as human beings we need. Look, if you've been tuned in to this episode here with Aaron Thomas of salesgadget.io, and he's inspired or he's maybe put on some lights on, look, I want to learn this or I want to do that, and you're interested in learning about high level and maybe connecting with him, in the description below, there will be a link to jump into a 30-day free trial to experience the high level software. As well as that, there'll be a link with how to get a hold of Aaron and salesgadget.io. And maybe it doesn't have to be a sales reason you reach out. Maybe it's just sharing a nugget, sharing the impact. By now you've seen Aaron just be a great human being, and I'm hoping that you can connect with him like I've had the opportunity. Aaron, thank you. Thank you for spending the time with us here. and just being an inspiration, but giving us some action items to get done.
Yeah, John, thanks so much for having me. It was a blast.
Amen. Until next time, we'll see you, and thank you for tuning in to this Spotlight Session.